Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin.
Hey everyone, this is Stephen James from Project Life Mastery, and I'm here right now with Steve Rakin from Rakin Profit. Steve is an incredible YouTuber and affiliate marketer. He's actually one of the members and students from Affiliate Marketing Mastery. And he just had his record month with affiliate marketing, did $108,000 during a launch in 1 month. And we're going to be talking about that here today. So he's going to break it down for you guys and share with you some nuggets that can help you guys get started to build your business, your brand, create content, and succeed with affiliate marketing. So Steve, thanks for taking the time, man.
Hey, appreciate you having me here, Stephen, and super excited to share a lot of value with the viewers, because I'm telling you, I've got some gold nuggets to share, and it wasn't long ago I was only making $15,000, $25,000 a year, right, serving tables. I was working at a restaurant called the Cracker Barrel, and it's just amazing. Like, fast forward 5 years, like, I did $108,000, and my profit margins are probably like, that's like 90%. I spent very little on paid traffic. So it's just crazy that, like, I was able to go from like watching your videos when I was working at like a restaurant and making like $100 a day to like having a six-figure launch with like profit margins like over 90%. So super excited, man, to share.
Cool, man. Excited for you. Excited to dive in. So how did you get started? I know you started your YouTube channel, I think, was it 5 years ago now? Or when did you start that, and kind of what was the progression since you started?
So I started about 5 or 6 years ago. Like I said, I was working at the Cracker Barrel serving different foods, biscuits, and it's like a breakfast place. And started watching YouTube videos about how to make money online. So I started selling on eBay and Amazon and stuff like that. And I started to have success. I ended up quitting my job, and I started a YouTube channel essentially just sharing my journey of like the wins and the losses, the ups and downs. And, you know, 5 years later, I've got like 1,800 videos now and over 100,000 subscribers. So it's been crazy.
That's awesome, man. You're making a huge impact. What would you say are some of the keys to building your channel, building your audience? And has been YouTube been the main focus of yours?
Yeah, so YouTube's been the number one thing for me. And I feel like a big mistake people make is they try to like be everywhere. So they're like on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, YouTube, and like they never really like end up building a following. So like I've always focused on YouTube. Like that's been the number one thing. And I would say the biggest thing to build an audience, and this is where like a lot of people get it wrong, is like they're just creating content just to create content. But at the end of the day, it's about adding value. You've got to add value. What are people struggling with? What are their issues? What are their challenges? And, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk talks a lot about this. Like, a lot of people think that you have to be the expert. You don't necessarily have to be the expert. Just share your journey. Share the wins and losses. Share, like, your experiences. Like, when you screw up and you mess up, share that. When you find something that works, share that. Transparency is key in 2019.
Yeah, it's all about being authentic. And you don't have to be the guru or anything. You're just someone, even like myself, just on the journey, sharing as passionately the things that work and don't work, and not being afraid to put yourself out there. Do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, well, I wanted to say something. The crazy thing about my journey, like when I talk about my $108,000 launch, and I have like another evergreen affiliate product that makes like anywhere between like $5,000 to $15,000 a month. It's been around $10,000 a month steadily for like the last 10 months. The affiliate products that I'm making the most money on, this is crazy, I'm not even an expert in it. And I don't even pretend to. I don't lie, Stefan. I don't tell people, oh, I'm an expert in this or I'm an expert in that. I serve my audience with their needs in terms of like thrifting, hitting Goodwills, and buying and selling on eBay, flipping from garage sales, flea markets. Like, that's my expertise. But guess what? People want to learn about the next step, the next level. Like, not everybody wants to make $1,000 to $2,000 a month, which is a lot of the stuff that I teach. Some people want to learn how to automate their business. Right. They want to learn how to travel and make money, live the laptop lifestyle. So my audience, I'm always listening to what my audience is struggling with and their challenges. And when you have an audience, whether that's on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, you could bring other experts onto your channel. And this is something that I've seen you do, and I've learned a ton about in affiliate marketing mastery. So this has been huge, is like leveraging your audience to bring on experts and then just sharing their story. And you could like build amazing relationships and even like affiliate promotions out of it.
Totally. So with affiliate marketing, essentially what you're doing is you're finding other products that are beneficial for your audience. It's obviously meeting their needs and benefit them. And you're sharing it with your audience on YouTube or through your email marketing, or what's kind of the strategy that you've been implementing for that?
Yeah, so the biggest thing, and again, thank you to you, because I just watch him, you guys, I just watch him and I just model exactly what you do. It's so funny.
But, it's the key to success, right? Model success.
And I learned a lot of that from Tony Robbins. Yeah. But the biggest thing that's worked for me has been interviewing people. So what I like to do is I like to build relationships in various niches. So I'm in the, you know, make money online e-commerce niche, particularly eBay and Amazon. And you might think like eBay and Amazon is like very small. And while it is kind of big picture small, there's like so many subsections of that. Like with Amazon alone, there's private label, there's wholesale, there's online arbitrage, there's retail arbitrage. So what I do is I build relationships in, with people in those various niches. And I really like build, like I come from a place of value. Like I'll never message somebody, and you even know it like in our relationship, I've never like messaged you like asking for something. I'm always trying to add value. Right. Especially when you start like trying to reach out to people who have like large audiences. Never just ask for something, always add value. So I come from a place of adding value, whether that's, hey, I just want to let you know, Stefan, I shouted you out, or right. Hey, I remember I hit you up one time and I was like, I just made a video about you. Yeah, like that's awesome. How we started it. So like I do that with a lot of people in different influencers in the niches. And when you build a relationship, like an authentic relationship, and you're coming from a place of value, people want to be your friends and they want to come on your channel and they want to, you know, they want to interact with you and engage with you. And that's how I build my relationships. I interview them. And a lot of the times I'm like interviewing people and I don't even want anything. They don't even have anything for sale, but I'm just looking to add value. But every now and then you find somebody who has a course or they have a digital product or something. And then you could kind of build that relationship. So interviews has probably been the biggest thing for me. But there's much more, but I'll...
Yeah, so you don't have to be the expert. You're just leveraging them and putting them on your channel and asking them questions. And that end of the interview, you can share with your audience your affiliate link or the product. If they want to check it out, great. And then that's how you can make money, you know, as an affiliate doing that.
So I want to share my secret. This is gold right here. So I promote a... I'm in the, my core audience, I have like 120,000 subscribers. My core audience are like eBay sellers. Like they do thrifting, garage sales, flea markets and whatnot. But one of my best affiliate offers actually has to do with drop shipping, which is completely different. And I didn't even think it was going to be successful, but I brought on a good friend of mine who I built a relationship with and it just started taking off. So this is my secret recipe for YouTube. This is exactly what I do. So I'll create content on the front end on YouTube. So just adding value, talking about the business model, just sharing tips and tricks, strategies, interviews. And what I do is I drive people to a landing page, like an opt-in page. So like during the video, we might be talking about drop shipping and I'll be like, hey guys, I just want to let you know, if you want more information about drop shipping, we've got a free workshop. Just click the link down below in the description. And we got a bunch of videos. It's exclusive videos that you can only get here. And when they opt into that, they get opted into this email sequence. So what you can do is you can create, like I've got like 50 or 60 emails that go out over like a year period. Wow. It's the jab, 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 right hook strategy. So I'm not like bringing them on the email list and just like destroying them, like sell, sell, sell. I'm adding like 9 out of 10 times value, 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 value. And then, hey, check out this course, or hey, opt into this webinar. And that course or I probably have like 20 videos that have to do with like this particular niche. And every day I get anywhere between like 20 to 40 emails, and each day anywhere between 2 to 5 people end up purchasing the course. So it's content, email, pitch through email, And if you have someone who knows what they're doing, when they hit the landing page and they don't buy, they should be pixeled, which is a way for them to like retarget.
Right.
So like, it's very simple. Free content, email list will sell, and nobody thinks you're pitching. It's all behind the scenes.
Yeah. And I find when you're just adding value like that, you know, people love it. They love it, and you don't really have to sell because, you know, then when you mention something, they're excited. They're like, you know, oftentimes people are like, Stefan, do you have something? Can you recommend something? You know, they're coming to me, you know, asking me to, you know, to buy something, right?
Yeah.
And that's the fun part about it is that you don't have to be a salesperson. You're just trying to add value and help people, and then you share with something with them that can further help them if they want to go deeper with it. I'd love to hear, how is Affiliate Marketing Mastery, how has that helped you?
Oh, it's been awesome, man. Like, Affiliate Marketing Mastery, it's a course that Stefan put out, and I love how, like, you share everything from, like, start to finish, A to Z. So I've learned so much. One thing that I actually just thought of that I learned from you, and this is huge. Like, if you go through his course, definitely be sure to go through this section, but bonuses.
Yeah.
Whew. I had affiliate products that like were doing okay, and I don't promote like a lot of stuff. I get asked every day to promote like 20 different things, and I usually turn them all down. But when I find something that works, if you want to amplify your sales, like 10X, right? Grant Cardone style, 10X your sales.
Yeah.
Bonuses.
Yeah.
Bonuses, bonuses, bonuses. I can't say it enough. Like, I had one product that was doing like a couple $1,000s a month, and it like doubled overnight when in my email copy I said, hey, if you get this, I'm also going to throw in all these free things. And that's one thing that I've learned from you and in your course as well. So don't underestimate bonuses. It's like, it's huge.
You're creating an irresistible offer, right? And you're stacking the value. So it becomes a no-brainer for the person because not only they're getting the product, which in and of itself is great and worth it, you know, worth the price, but you're giving them more for that. In terms of the bonuses, are you just mainly thinking about what are some complimentary things I can offer? Are they videos, ebooks?
Yeah, so you want to be creative when you do this. Some of the things that I've done is I create a lot of ebooks for my audience because my main core audience, a lot of them don't have more than $500 in their bank account.
Yeah.
My main audience, they're beginners, they're just getting started, they're trying to make a couple extra dollars. So I found that ebooks are really well. Selling ebooks for like $20 or $30 helps them to get started. So like in the past, I used to create them as like my monetization strategy, but now I create them just to throw in free
for my
promotion. So ebooks works well. Private coachings, phone consultations, done-for-you offers. I know you do a lot of that as well. But yeah, you want to make sure that your bonuses are congruent with what you're offering. And I've actually made this mistake in the past where I would promote like an Amazon course or something like that, and all my bonuses were eBay.
Right.
And that could work, and that actually still will work. But the problem is when you get into some like big launches and you're promoting like, I've had the most success with high ticket offers. So these are products that are $1,000, $2,000, $3,000. You start going head to head with big dogs like Stefan or other guys, like they're going to have irresistible offers that are like laser focused that will actually help you to like take your business to the next level in terms of what you're trying to do. So like if they're not relevant, you're going to suffer. But for the most part, if you're not like doing a huge launch, really any bonus will just kind of give them that incentive, especially if you use like urgency and you're like, this is only going to be available for 7 days. That's one of those psychological things that, I mean, it just works.
Yeah, and you're giving them a reason to buy now. So many people, they're on the fence or they procrastinate, but when you have a limited time offer, and we see that all the time with every business out there, there's a sale, there's an exclusive offer that you give people if they're willing to take action. That is what gets them to actually take action with it. I'd love to hear, you know, what are some mindsets or some key beliefs that you think have contributed to your success?
Yeah, so one of the biggest things is like consistency. Like when you're doing affiliate marketing, sometimes you're not going to see results.
Yeah.
And like, for example, like this launch that I just had where I did $108,000, the first day we did, I think, 17 sales or 19 sales. And I was like, wow, like this is awesome. Like this is going to be my best launch. Like I'm so glad I studied the affiliate marketing course. I'm so glad I actually went to your mastermind in California recently. I'm like, wow, like it all paid off. But then on the second and third day, I went 0 and 0. So this was a 7-day launch. It's an open and close model. It's very common with high ticket offers. And I started to like get down. I'm like, this isn't like, my natural instinct was like, oh my gosh, like it's over. Like I should stop like sending my emails. I should stop doing that. And I started thinking about a lot of the things that you taught in your course and Tony Robbins. And I'm like, you know what? Like You can't let temporary defeat take you down. You've got to trust in the process. So many people, they want to just get results and they think they're going to get lucky. Like, preparation and being consistent and trusting in the process is how you become successful. So the biggest thing for me, the biggest thing for you as well, is it's content, adding value, personal branding, helping, adding value. So I said to myself on day 3 and day 4, I said, you know what? If I wake up on day 8 and I don't get any more sales, but I do everything I can and I trust in the process and I come from a place where it's really, I really want to help. I really want to make a difference. I really want to, you know, I want to give information. It really helps people to make that decision. Then I'm not going to have any regrets. So I trusted in the process and things took off, man. Day 4, day 5 were solid. And then like day 6 and 7, like it just, everything went crazy. I passed the 6-figure mark and I saw you here and I saw Tatiana. I was like, I got to let these guys know. And now I'm here.
That's amazing, man. I'd love to hear, you know, what do you think prevents people from starting, you know, starting their business, YouTube, affiliate marketing? You know, I know you work with people as well, but what do you think is that sticking point that stops people? What do you want to say to people like that?
Yeah, so I say the biggest thing is like overwhelm. They look at you, they look at me, they look at people who are successful and they say, wow, they've done 2,000 videos or they've got this team or look at all the work that they had to do. And they don't even plant the seed. They don't even get started. So it's like, you've got to almost have the mindset that like, it's going to be a journey. Like Stefan, myself, we don't teach get rich quick schemes. Like what we do is like probably the farthest thing from it. Like making money, like, let me take a step back. Making money the way that I do it and you do it, where we're like mostly organic and we're not paying for paid traffic. Like it takes a while. Like it could take 3 to 6 months to start having some results. So I feel like people, they have this mindset where it's like, if I don't see results like within the first week or two, then it's not worth it, or I'm not smart enough, or so that's the biggest thing. I feel like it's not the strategies, it's not the information, it's a mental game inside. It's the mindset of believing. You want to know what? As long as I take a couple steps each day, as long as I keep improving, as long as I trust in the process, I think that's like the theme of this talk.
Yeah.
Trust in the process. When you go through Affiliate Marketing Master, or you go to one of his meetups, or you watch one of his free videos, take action on it and trust in the process. Like what we're doing isn't rocket science at the end of the day. It might look complicated, but it's actually very simple.
Yeah, yeah. And the way I look at it, I always use this metaphor that you're planting seeds, right? You're planting seeds. Every video that you've created and you had the patience and you went through the process of that and you nurtured it. And not every video does well. You know, at the beginning it's slow. You don't really get any results. But because you're consistent with it, you start to see some of those seeds start to sprout and grow and blossom. Yeah. And then before you know it, you've built something and you're able to have a successful launch like what you just did.
Yeah. And all it takes sometimes, like, especially if you're using YouTube, all it takes is that one video. You've got that video where you and Tatiana did. How many views is that up to now?
4.5 million views.
So it's crazy. Like, I've got one video in terms of the dropshipping course that I'm selling. I think it has like 200,000 views. It's not anything like crazy, but like once that one video took off, I went from like a couple thousand in sales up to like 8,000 to like 9,000, like consistently.
Yeah.
So don't beat yourself up if like you're publishing videos and they're not getting a lot of views, a lot of traction. Like don't beat yourself up if like you're not having success. Like I know it sounds kind of corny, but it's true. All it takes is that one video to kind of get your head above the crowd, like to get you to 1,000 subscribers or 2,000 subscribers, or that one amazing video. Or one thing I want to talk about as well when it comes to affiliate marketing, that one product.
That's right. Yeah.
You can do everything else correct, but if you have bad products or the people you're working with, they don't really understand how to launch products or retargeting or marketing, like that one product could change everything.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you got to go through a few, right? And that's the benefit about affiliate marketing
is that,
yeah, you can promote one. If it's not seeing results, you can just move on to the next one. Versus if you're creating the product yourself, as we both know, it can take a lot of time, effort, energy to create that product. And if it doesn't do well, then you just wasted a lot of that time and money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a process. Kiss a lot of frogs. Try a bunch of different styles of videos. Try different topics. Try adding various value propositions. Try different bonuses. Try different products. It's one of those things where you're just throwing it against the wall to see what sticks. But the cool thing is if you're coming from value in a place of like you really want to help your audience and make a difference, like, doesn't matter how many times you throw it against the wall and it doesn't stick, because people, they can tell if you're really coming from a place of love and you're being genuine.
Yeah, I love it. Now, you attended my mastermind, you alluded to that, in Los Angeles. I put on it twice a year, and it's more for, not for everybody, but it's a small exclusive group that we work with people.
I loved it.
How did that benefit you?
Oh, I loved it. It's you know, first of all, I was fanboying out a little bit because I've been following Stefan for so many years. But it's when you get around people who are on the same trajectory and the same path as you, it's different than just being like in a chat room or like messaging via email. Like you learn so many amazing things. Like the stuff that we covered, like the big thing that I learned from you at that mastermind, I don't want to spoil it, was the dabbler mentality. And that's one of the biggest things that have been holding me back. If you want to be successful, you've got to go all in on something. Now, at first, it's going to take you a while to figure out what that one thing is. Yeah. But that's how you actually started the mastermind, and you spent quite a bit of time going through it, because it's a lot of this stuff is psychological. It's mental. It's mindset. And so many times, like, and that was a common theme at the mastermind, most of the people, they wanted to do private label, and they wanted a YouTube channel, and they want a blog. And like, you were like, you guys, we gotta calm down. I know we're all excited, but like, that's the dabbler mentality. So, I mean, just being around like-minded people and just figuring out like what it is you actually want to go after. We spent a lot of time like going over our goals and obviously a lot of tips and strategies that I can't spoil it for you guys. I'm sorry right now, but like, if you're interested in affiliate marketing, if you're interested in building an online business, you definitely got to check it out. I loved it. It was worth every penny. And, you know, I'm looking forward to going again for sure.
Amazing. Now, one thing I respect about you is how much you invest in yourself. You know, you're committed to mastery. You're committed to learning, growing. We're here at the Traffic and Conversion Summit. Yep. You know, you go to the Tony Robbins seminar. You've invested in training programs. How important is that? And how important do you think it's for other people to invest in themselves so that they can grow, get the knowledge, skills to get to where they want to go?
I guess it just depends on the person. Like for me, like I've never been the brightest bulb. I never really got good grades in school. I got in trouble. I got arrested when I was younger. I used to be 250 pounds, smoking two packs of cigarettes, hanging out with the wrong people. Like the trajectory of my life was headed like nowhere good. Yeah. I was never making money. I was always broke. I was always unhealthy. I was always miserable. And it came to a point where I was like, things aren't going to just change on themselves. Like nothing's going to change unless you change. Like if you want the outside world to change, you've got to change the inside world. Everything. Like we don't realize it. Like every thought, every action, every result we get is our responsibility. We create it all based on our thoughts, on our actions, who we hang out with. So I came to a point, Steph, and you motivated me a lot watching your videos, just seeing your transformation over the years. It's like, if you want to change the world, or you want to change the outside world, or you want to change the results, first you got to change your mind and your mindset. So I'm always investing. And I know, like, if I want to get to the next level, I always have to get around people who are at the next level. I've got to figure out what other people are doing, model success. I don't need to reinvent the wheel. A lot of times our ego gets in our way and we think to ourselves, like, we have to figure it out. Like, we have to learn how to do it on our own. And you don't have to. There's other people out here that can help you.
Yeah. And how have you noticed the difference in terms of actually investing in something compared to just, you know, people say, oh, there's free videos out there, there's blogs, there's all that stuff that's out there.
You don't take it serious.
Yeah.
If you don't pay for something, like we live in a world where everything is free. Like if you want to learn how to do anything, like you can figure it out. But the biggest problem is how long is it going to take you to piece everything together? How much time are you going to waste? We also live in a world where when you're building an online business, or especially if you're selling on Amazon, this is like the biggest thing. You make one wrong mistake, peace, you're gone.
Yeah.
It's very costly. Yeah. So by having somebody who's already gone through the path and has that kind of blueprint, you can just take it step by step by step. So that's the way I like to do it. For some people, maybe, you know, figuring out on their own is the way to go, but I've tried on my own and it blows up in my face every single time.
Totally. I guess the last question is just, what general advice would you have for someone watching this? Someone maybe that just getting started, they want to create the laptop lifestyle, they want to build a business. What advice would you give to someone like that?
So I think the biggest thing I would say is find one person that you trust, somebody that you resonate with. Obviously, for me, the one person was you. And it's crazy because I still remember 5 or 6 years ago watching your videos from in your penthouse and everything and going from 3,000 a month to 10 to 15. But I found one person. It was Stefan. I'm not saying that it has to be Stefan for you, and I'm sure you agree. but find that one person that you resonate with and model them. Model them. Start doing what they're doing. Like I'm always like modeling you. Like I'm always watching your videos and I'm trying to figure out, what are you doing? How can I model that in my business? How can I put a spin on it? But I think the biggest problem is people are subscribed to too many YouTube channels. They're subscribed to too many, they invest in too many courses. They're dabbling in too many different businesses. And at the end of the day, you've got to figure out, what do you want? What's the main result you want? Now that you have that result, let's reverse engineer. Okay, who's teaching that? Who do I trust? Who do I resonate with? Because the way that you teach things might get the result, and the next guy might be able to teach the same thing and get the result. But maybe I don't resonate with the lifestyle. Maybe I don't have the time or the desire to do it the way that they did it. So you've got to find the person who you resonate with most and follow them and just don't give up. It's going to take time. Being successful takes time. It's not going to happen overnight. Yeah. For some people it does, but for me it's been 5 years and things are starting to take off. But you know, I started having results after, you know, 3 or 6 months, but you've got to be patient.
I love it. Cool. Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate you taking the time.
Appreciate you too, man.
Check out Steve's channel at Rake and Profit. We'll link it to it for you guys. And if you guys want to learn more about Affiliate Marketing Mastery, go to affiliatemarketingmastery.com. We'll link to that below as well. But again, thank you again so much, Steve, for sharing your story. Thank you guys for watching. If you enjoyed it, hit a thumbs up, leave a comment below, and we'll see you again in the next video. Take care.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.